مورنينج روتين.
جود مورنينج، بوكر تو.
سلام سلام. We're in the coffee test. We're in the. Did I put the recording back on? Yeah. We about to start paragraph Gimel in Tilui. Clearly, we translated the way they translated. You're making an appeal. That means explaining and justifying what your appeal's about. We spoke about speaking to Hashem in the third person, speaking to Hashem in the Lashon of Atah. We spoke last week, we ended off with a general warning of our Mod Miyuchad Poor, is that just the last paragraph there, we said people make a big mistake about Tefillah B'Tzibur. They think it's only for people who don't know how to daven properly, so they need the Koch of the Tzibur, but somebody who's got enormous kivus Hashem and somebody can get very close to Hashem, he doesn't need it. We said that's a toast gadol. Because at the end of the day, no matter what, we bound by Shulchan Aruch, we bound by Halacha. And he ended up by saying, well, Cain, call Baal Avoida. Because Shosari Karev Lashem, any Baal Avoida who's trying to get close to Hashem, Yachidim Rikshe Aave, Vahakir Vashemargish. Despite the feelings of Aave and the emotional connection that he has to Hashem, he does that as Echad Chuchia Torah, Vi Kabalei Tosea, Vi Tamish Behem Laasik, Hakir Vamitis. Kiv Amitis means you're doing what the Torah says. No Kiv Amitis is doing what you feel is good and you feel nice and you feel wonderful. Well, it has to be in alignment with Rotzon Hashem. The Yanmi Divrei Torah v'Chochma has to be Ma'amin b'Torah v'Chochma. Shirak Divrei Heima Rotzon Hashem Amiti, because that's the Rotzon Hashem. So when you're doing something that's against the Rotzon Hashem, you can be having enormous Kivus Hashem and enormous. Avos Hashem, but if it's connected to Lochus, then maybe you're fooling yourself about what you're feeling. So, about it, we're not being mezalzel in the Hergeshim and in the Kivus Hashem and the Avos Hashem. For sure, that's important. No one's being mezalzel, but we have to be careful that it doesn't conflict with Halacha. If it's conflicting with Halacha, then it could be you have to check out where that's coming from. Okay. All right. Let's take the next step. Yeah, there's a very central step. There's a Ma'od Chachuv, the Sugya. Hachok HaGadol, the Sugya Satfila, Yev Sharut Lishtamesh B'Koichem Ha'atzum Shel Avos Ha'olam B'Tfiloseinu. One of the great powers of Tfila is that we're able to utilize the Koyach of the Avos HaKadoshim. Avos Mitzvah and Yaakov, we'll see, we know, very connected to Tefillah, and we can utilize the koach they had. Those are the Tefillahs that the Avos were mitzaken. We have a bit of a problem. We want to come in Tefillah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it says in the Pasuk, "Lekim b'shemayim v'atal aretz." Now that's very far. Aretz into the shemayim says, "Mod rachok." It's very far. So you want to stand in front of the Kisa covered. So who's going to take you up there in order to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu in Tefillah? Amna mal Avram Avinu Kativ, Adam Hagodol ba'anakim, Adam Hagodol ba'anakim. He was great in the by the giants. He was already giant. Shavasu sulam mutzav atzav ereishem geish shemayim. The Avos, their feet were firmly planted on the ground, but their heads went all the way to Shemayim, like a stepladder. If we'll stand on their shoulders, as Noichel Gam Anu Lagia Kisa Kovet, then we can also get to the Kisa Kovet. I can't get to the Kisa Kovet because it's too far. It's Rich Matos or something. I don't know. But the Avos HaKadoshim were there already. And they laid the cables in order to get there. So if you stand on their shoulders, then you can also get there. Because Amru Chazal, Avram tikkun tefillas shachris, Yitzchak tikkun tefillas mincha, the Yaakov tikkun tefillas arvis. This aspect of tefillah, tefillas ha'avos. There's another type of tefillah we'll see. Zekushu to Hebron. Zekushu more to Yerushalayim, but the Hebron tikkun tefillah. Because there's two Shari Shemaims. It says the Tefillahs go up through Hebron and the Tefillahs go up through Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Tefillahs are the ones, there's a Keneged Kabonis Tiknu. These Tefillahs with the Avos, the Avos, Bamar Samach Pela, the tefillahs of Hebron are the tefillahs of the Avos. Those type of tefillahs go up there. So Avram was stuck in, Yitzhak and Yaakov was stuck in the three tefillahs we have today. When someone's davening tefillah shachris, when you're davening shachris, you're not davening on your own. You're davening on the back of Avram Avinu. It's the koich of the Avos that lift him and his tefillahs up to the Shemaim. The tefillah that was established, that was written by the ancient, by the ancient Knesset Sagadoila. Alohu Sidua Tfilah Hanoirish Yibedeinu. That's an awesome tefillah that we have. There's a Noireva Yoima tefillah Zot. The Nefesh L'Chaim, we have to learn that Nefesh L'Chaim. Before we finish putting away Shari B'Tfilah, if we'll ever put the Sefer away, we have to learn that Shtikel in the Nefesh L'Chaim. Is Ma'arich B'Zeh. She'Bedeinu Koichem Shol Meir Ve'Esrim Skeinim. We have the Koich of 122 Gedoil Yoilo. There were Nevim amongst them. They put into the tefillah that tefillah is a living creature. It's a living organism. We just think it's a bunch of words and it says what it says. It's alive. And it changes and it's called nevuah, the kedusha, the ruach hakodesh. They inject it into that tefillah. And see what he says there about those tefillahs. So when his brother, by the way, used to give Vadim, Rav Yosef Ben Yomin, he used to give Vadim in the yeshiva when we were in the old place still. There was a much yech in the yeshiva there, so I used to help him to give Vadim by us in the yeshiva in the Koilel. So the model he used for this is let's say you wanna make a phone call from Israel to America. You can shout as loud as you want, they won't hear you. But there were people before that came along and they put cables, they put this under the sea, they put, today you don't have satellites, whatever. That's a marshal. They put cables in under the sea. And now you pick up the phone, you can talk to someone in America. So it was a marshal he used. He said that's the same with what the Avos Kedoshim did. Avram laid the cables for Shachris. So when you pick up the phone for Shachris, as the cable's already placing, otherwise you wouldn't be able to do it. You can't put down the cables. That was marshal he used. He uses a slightly different marshal, which brings out another aspect of it. Marshal bezed adam azere kadu bazel al choyme b'tzure lapilo. Ha'varesh etzarich lekoich esatzumi k'tei sheyich lapila choma. God takes a metal ball. He takes a ball from Barzel and he throws it against the big wall. He wants to knock down the wall, yeah? So to knock down the wall with an iron ball, a kadu azeh etzarich habe kochot, it needs a lot of power. If you put into that kadu explosive material, like they ever called a hand grenade, if you'll take a hand grenade, you'll throw it against the wall. You don't have to throw it that hard even. You just fling the grenade onto the wall. It blows up and it blows down and knocks the whole wall down. But if it's just an iron ball without chomer nefet, without explosive material inside, you can throw the ball against the wall with all your koyach. It's just going to make a scratch in the wall. It's not going to do anything. That's the union of the tefillahs that we have fixed, the fixed three tefillahs a day. The Avos HaKadoshim, the ancient Knesset HaGedolah, injected into those tefillahs unbelievable power. Dynamite. Never mind dynamite, atomic bombs. Shamit palol tefillas elu benusach shekovu lano haray mapil es choymes gedoylas. If you daven the tefillah the way we told to daven the tefillahs using the correct nusach, untold powers, and it knocks down all the walls. Ubetzura shel mechitzei samafsekes ben ha'adam leboyre. All the barriers that exist between us and the boyre olam, those tefillahs knock out of the way. We don't feel it. We don't see that's what we're doing, but that's what's happening. You're building unbelievable edifices. And we can't begin to even evaluate, imagine how great those tefillahs are. Why? No, because of what I'm doing. When I take a hand grenade and I throw it against the wall, you can't say, wow, he's a strong guy. Look, he knocked down the wall. No, because the hand grenade has power in it. So too the tefillahs. These tefillahs have dynamite, hydrogen bomb power in them. And it's from the Koyach HaZavos, like included in there. Because metal shachris, and I raise utmus a tefillah who Koyach Avram Avinu. When you're davening shachris, it's not you davening shachris alone. The Avram Avinu is there, having injected all his koyachs into this tefillah. We mean who Koyach Yitzchok, who is Koyach Yaakov. The koyach of the tefillah is way above the person standing there davening. The same as the hand grenade is way above the koyach of the person who threw it. But there should not be lano or other makotin yoichel lifoil bekedusha im koyach avos vanchig yeser doila. The moedik and moedik gift. It's a secret gift that they gave us. When you get up to daven shachris, Avram Avinu's pumping atomic bombs into their shachris to get the anxiousness of the gedolah that they gave you an atomic hand grenade. Yeah. So don't pull on the value of the person who's davening. It's you're using a powerful bomb here.
Yeah, because the problem in the tefillah is to use the correct word. And here in Shmoneh Esrei, we have all the word and how to use it. If we don't know to use it, it's not powerful, the tefillah.
That's why we said at the end of last week, you have to learn Hilchos Tefillah. You have to know what you're doing, of course. If a person doesn't know how to use a hand grenade, he doesn't pull out the pin properly, or he stands there holding it. Yeah, you can blow yourself up off. Avada. But the bottom line is Nachinami. That's what we said. There has to be. You have to use the machine properly. It comes with manufacturer's instructions. If you don't use the machine properly, you'll feed the arod. An atom bomb's not going to help you. What? Yeah. Of course. That's always the case. But if you will do what they told you to do, and you'll say the words the way they said and whatever, it's an atom bomb.
Yeah.
It's, you're coming with all the koiches. You don't have to say, whom are to daven? I haven't got any koich to daven. It's not your koich that's doing the davening. You're throwing a hydrogen bomb. It's the other kudah. The simple gedoyla. V'chein amiris tehillim. Sh'aseifa anoyrish yichibru David HaMelech. Awesome sefer that David HaMelech wrote. שבו כלולים כל התפילס ותחנינוס והסכינוס ובלב כל יהודי על כל תורה וצוקה. דובר המלך managed to take every Jew's pain and every Jew's suffering, every Jew's pleading and davening and inject that into, he wired that into Tehillim. וכל התהילויס ותשבוך שיצריך למעודם עד סוף כל הדיירס. It's an amazing thing. דובר המלך stood where he stood. And he wrote a book that every generation will need, and he wrote it in a way that can use every generation, every person can use it for their particular situations. It's called the Klal David HaMelech Baruch Kotre B'mizmoiret HaTehillim. Kamo Shekosov HaRambam, Hilchos Malochim, Shamelech Liboy Hu Leiv Kol Yisrael. A king, we're talking about a proper king, we're talking about a king like David HaMelech, his mind encompasses all of Klal Yisrael's minds. The Leiv of the Melech encompasses all of Klal Yisrael. Well, can call avoidus halev, shall call Yisrael munoch etzloi. All the avoidus Hashem that call Klal Yisrael does is there lurking by the king. When I'm saying Tehillim, I say, no, what's my Tehillim worth? What are you talking about? It's Dovid HaMelech's koich who's Tehillim, you say, not your koich. You have the koich of a Dovid HaMelech. Way above what I can say to Tehillim and what I'm doing, my kavonas of Tehillim, there's much more power in there that you can imagine because it's not your power, it's David HaMelech's power. David HaMelech's power as well. When you get up to say Tehillim, you say, excuse me, sir, I'm coming with David HaMelech's weapons. I'm coming with David HaMelech here. It's not me saying Tehillim. It's me using Dovid HaMelech's koech with Tehillim. Here, Dovid HaMelech atzmo, oimer el palel alof. It's like Dovid HaMelech standing up and davening for you. Dovid HaMelech's the one that's standing up and davening for you. Yeah. Imagine such a thing. You say Tehillim and Dovid HaMelech says, oh, I'm going to daven for you now. What would you do to get Dovid HaMelech to daven for you? Oh, Avada, that's a very powerful, powerful tefillah that will knock down all the barriers, knock down all the walls, wipe out all the prosecutions. No more tzoros, because you're using the koch of a David HaMelech. Bamidas Tehillim u hergel nifla. Getting into the habit of saying Tehillim is a Hegel Nifli. It's about the daily thrill. You know, sometimes we feel a bit funny saying Tehillim. You know, Tehillim, that's what women do. We see about the daily thrill. The daily thrill, the Brisker Rov was with all his koiches, all his learning, with his asmod or whatever, about Tehillim was with him all the time. There's a Yid that lives in Tiftach, going to Oilam. The Rosh Hashiva, altars of Rosh Hashiva. He was always with his Tehillim. I mean, he says Shirim and Shirklalim and Vadim. He's learning the whole day. Whenever you go there, he's talking Tehillim. He's busy saying Tehillim. He says the whole Sefer Tehillim every day. Mm-hmm. Every day he says the whole Sefer Tehillim. Besides Mustami, he's chazering Shas every day or whatever. I don't know what else he's doing. Well, we don't realize the enormity, the unbelievable koyach and how awesome it is to get into the habit of saying Tehillim. Praiseworthy, happy is the man that gets into that of saying Tehillim Kol Yom. Obviously, you don't have to start by saying the whole book of Tehillim every day. Start with one and then two, and then slowly, slowly, as you get more rogil to it, well, it's a moedika thing to do. Work it out how you'll maybe say the whole book of Tehillim once a week or once a month or once every 2 months, whatever. Get each person according to who he is. Obviously, it's very hard to start a new endeavor, to make new habits. Not kashe in the beginning. It becomes a part of your life. You know that. After a week or two, it doesn't take long. Yetzer tells you, yeah, whatever, in 20 years, maybe you'll get. No, no, no. You know, you start doing it. And after a week or two, it's already, it's part of your system. If you don't take it on too much, not too big. Yeah, one chapter, and then the next week you take on two. Lat, you start slowly, it becomes part of your daily existence. It's an unbelievable thing to do. I try to do it the whole week. I couldn't. Now and again, I'll do a bit of healing and whatever. But on Shabbos, Bezrat Hashem, Shabbos, person's got time. Sometimes they kashe lil mod. Person's tired. It's hard to open up a gemara. It's hard to say. So I took on Bli Nora. I started off just the five capitals on Shabbos or whatever. But I'd like to gadel. It hasn't got much bigger. It changes you. Changes your life. It's a different. Mm-hmm. It's a different world. It's Olam Acher Lagamre. Okay. Now he's going to go through the Nefesh HaChaim here as well. Let's have a look. This Nefesh HaChaim is going to bring you his life altering. It's a whole different perspective on reality when you daven. Dalet. Because of Nefesh HaChaim. Famous Nefesh HaChaim, Shabbat Perik Yud Gimel. Bait 13. That's how you remember it. And there the Nefesh HaChaim says, he talks a little bit about what your Shmoneh Esrei is, and it's, you'll see it's life altering. Pnimes oime kavodas anshne knesses a gedoyle metaknia tvila. The depth, the inner depth, the pnimius depth, and the kavona of the ancient knesses a gedoyle, who the ones that established the tvila nusach of tvila we have. Chekuv chof skeinim amehed kamenavim. There were 120 skeinim tanoim, and amongst them there were many navim. Mordechai, for example, was on that. Was in the ancient Gedolah, a great navim. Bekol meivin yovin delo iti inish al yishbosos sheyechad atak and tikun nifle v'noyre kazeh lichluli gnoiz b'matbeya tefila kavur b'sudura v'nusach echad. Everybody who understands anything understands that not just anybody can come along and establish a tefillah, awesome noira tefillah kazeh. What's the awesome and noira about this tefillah? What's the noira? It's not so difficult. You have a look at the words of the Shmoneh Esrei. As makol kach kasheh, you know, boy named Shalim. I mean, I probably, given enough time and whatever, a guy with a bit of poetic kishron on could probably do it. What's the story? So it isn't what he says. It's mavuva, right? Included and hidden in this fixed tefillah. It's fixed. Everybody for the next 2,000 years are going to be saying the same words every day. Yeah? Everybody saying the same words every day. Included and hidden in that stamp of what's called Shmoneh Esrei, what we call Shmoneh Esrei. But Nutzach Echot, in one Nutzach, included in there is Hatikunim, all the tikkunim, whatever that is, of all the olamos, higher worlds, lower worlds, the sidra pirkei makhova, and all the pirkei makhova, the chariot, whatever all those things are, we don't understand. Well, we know that they are very big things. It's impossible to do what they did without Ruach HaKodesh, without Nevuah. There's an enormous amount of outpouring of Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh that rested on these 120 Zikna Oila when they were busy fixing and writing up this tefillah. Hashem put into their minds, into their word, into their mouths, these few words. There's not a lot of words in Shmoneh Esrei. In those words contains all the tikkunim that will be needed for the next 2,000 years in every world, and it's always different. The famous Gemara, Adam Arishon, when he was first created, he was Misof Ha'olam at Seifo. He was from the top of the Shemayim to the bottom of the Shemayim. He was all encompassing. When he did what he did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his hand on him and he made him a bit smaller. Shenema v'tashu salaya kepecha. Shem made him a bit smaller. V'nei, lo amru chazal shekadosh Baruch Hu lokach v'salak me'adam arishon roev komosu. El ani yodah, lo miyotah. It doesn't say that Hashem wiped him out and took away all his koiches. It just said he put his hand on him and he made him a bit smaller. Listen to the way he's learning Pshat. The way we understand Pshat is Adam Arishon was, let's say, just the Gumar, the Moshel, let's say he was, I'm using physical terms, let's say he was 20 meters tall. So now Hashem catched him and now he's 15 meters tall. So he used to be, he had the koach of a 20 meter, now he's only got the koach of a 15, no? That's not his learning pshat. He was, however big he was, Hashem put his hand on him and made him smaller, but the koach he had is still condensed and contained in smaller structure. In Matthias, all that koach that he had before is still inside there. He's been mitzamtzam, he's smaller. You know, when you see this, it's an interesting thing that in the Negev, yeah, they grow these little small tomatoes. They call them cherry tomatoes.
Yeah.
They're very, very sweet. You know why? Because they have the same amount of sugar in them as a big tomato. Let's say there's a teaspoon of sugar. I don't know what it is, but let's say there's a teaspoon of sugar in every tomato, yeah? The cherry tomato is very small, but it has the same amount of sugar in it. That's why they're so sweet. That's what everybody wants them.
Yeah,
because it's much smaller, it's more concentrated, more condensed. That's what happened to Adam Arishon. The Matthias, the Etzim Matthias of Adam today, that means me, you, Adam, is also Mina Aretz at Sofa Aretz, Mina Shemaim, the Sofa Oilam Vat Soifoy. That koyach that we had is there still. Now we after the chet. So because of the chet, the koyach got memited, but it's still there. And there are certain times when a person can utilize and still is able to function like an Adam Arishon before the Chet. And those times of a Dafka, Purim is one time, for example, but that's also Kashrut to Tila, is in Tila. Nothing will cause you bad. In front of Hashem, no evil can come to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't do any bad. So he's standing in front of Hashem. Since no ra can come before Hashem, so when you're standing before a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you're on a mission before the chet. When you start off davening, you go through the four levels of davening. You start off with brachos and kabbonis, and then you go to tikkun zimra, and then you go one step higher into olam bria, and then when you come out of shmoneh esrei and you go when you come out of kriyashma and brachos and you go into kriyashma, I thought even lifnei Hashem, you mamash in that world. B'chein aseid shachat tefillah, and so to coming down afterwards. He's busy planting seeds and building and fixing and who knows what he's doing up there. And what he's doing impacts on the entire universe. We don't get it. We stand in front of a shtender. We say some words. We're bored to death. We think about other things, and we don't realize while we're saying these words. We're standing before the kisa covered, and we're doing. We have no idea what's going on up there that we're doing, and we're completely disconnected from it. There's a big problem in Musa. There's an enormous avoider to be thought about here. Is when I'm standing in kind of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, do I really let a Kodesh Baruch Hu in? The Metzias is yeah. We no one denies that. We know. And the Oymed we saw before, Oymed Lifna Melech, whether you know the Metzias or not. A blind man's walking in a room, he bumps into a wall, just because he didn't see the wall doesn't mean the wall's not there, it's there. But a person's davening, he's standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, all of this is happening whether he sees it or not. The question is, how do I connect to it? That's the problem. And that's the next tickle. We're not going to start this now. Mitzvah Shuma said next week, but just to start off, just to give us something to think about. He says, "Ma'amidotu divrei Chazal al inyan atfila." The Gemara, famous bracha, Gemara in brachas davov. Kerem zelus livnei Adam, elu dvarim she'im diberum shaloyilam ubnei Adam mazal zelin behen. These are things that mamash rock the world. They shake the world. They stand at the whole. Never mind the tefillah, but who is? So it's something we at least talk about.
Yeah.
I don't know how to help you with this because it's a big struggle. No, it's a big ordeal I have. Never mind in filler. It's dumb. It's dumb. We know that Kosh Boch was here all the time and it's hard to whatever. Anyway, there's a sipuache, not for now. Aval the knowledge, that Nefesh HaChaim that tells you, you have to know what the filler is. It's mamet an atom bomb, whether you understand it or not. Someone's, I don't understand how atom bomb works. You take a little thing, it's the size of a soccer ball, and can blow up a whole city. I don't know how it works, but I know that it works. I see. You see, you take this kadur, you drop it on Hiroshima, and it wipes out the whole city. How much koich is there in a little atom? So this one essay that was designed by those 120 gedolim with ruach hakodesh and nevuah, we understand it's an atom bomb. That's number one. And number two is who's using this atom bomb? Adam Arishon.
Yeah.
A little Adam Arishon of all the koyach is there, and some not always, but at sometimes, especially at Zaman Tili, ani oimed lifnei Hashem. Come on, Adam Arishon, soifa. It machives us to at least think about it a little bit and try and connect to that because it's very mod good lulim.
Yeah.
Beseda, good and Shabbos. We'll try next week because it's Hashem. No reason not.
Okay. Yeah,
we'll
okay.
Next week.
Okay.
Let's say that. Have a good Shabbos. Take good care.
Okay, good Shabbos. Ishkoyah.
Shalom.